Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tulip Time Steering Committee member Paul Jones joins us on today's program to preview this year's entertainment and parades at the annual Tulip Time Festival. And Paul, we are getting set for Tulip Time, the 82nd annual celebration here in town, and some big news regarding entertainment coming up on the grandstands that was announced recently, that anyone who wants to come see the shows can. And that is a big part of some of our local financial institutions. First of all, how did that decision come to be, and what does it mean to have the support of those institutions to ultimately have free entertainment for Tulip Time?
Well, actually, that started probably a year ago. It's been a challenge for us the last few years to really draw into the grandstand well at night. Tickets have cost $3, and a lot of people figure, well, why buy a ticket if I can sit in the park and listen to the music? And actually, Dave Vollmer on our committee was having a conversation with Steve Kreienbrink from Marion County Bank, and Steve said, well, you know, we'd be happy to help with that. So Dave got the idea of, why don't we ask all of the banks and financial institutions in town to see if everybody would want to sponsor. That way, nobody has to support the whole thing. And so he did that, and it worked very well. So, of course, Marion County Bank is in on it, Midwest One Bank, Lytton State Bank, U.S. Bank, and then the credit union, Community First Credit Union, have all agreed to share in sponsoring the evening entertainment at no cost to the public. So the grandstands are free in the evening, so you can see the program. You can see the entertainment in the evening and also watch the parade from the grandstand at no cost.
And you're right. It's not just the grandstand entertainment. It's the opportunity to see the queen and the court and all those other things. What does that mean to get more people involved in not just the grandstand entertainment, but the historical aspect and a lot of the productions that many of our community members put together?
Well, it's exciting because it just opens doors. More people can attend. People feel comfortable sitting in the grandstand and seeing the Dutch dancing and seeing the parade and everything if they don't have to purchase tickets for the evening. And so it makes more people more aware of everything involved in Tulip Time and what it all means, even just as far as the legacy that we've inherited here in Pella, what that really means.
And then coming up, you mentioned the grandstand entertainment. For the second year in a row, a lot of local acts and a lot of variety, it seems, among some of the groups. Who are some of the acts and what are some of the things that they may be known for to our listeners?
We've made a concerted effort in the last few years to really focus on local entertainment, because we find when you bring people from out of town, unless it's some really big name that we really can't afford to bring in, unless there's big dollars to sponsor it, there isn't a lot of interest from the public. I think it's just the way our culture has changed. And so we like using local talent, because then not only friends and family, but just our residents in general get to see how talented our local people are. So this year we have the worship team, the Trinity worship team from Trinity Church, and Trevor Rosendahl works with them. They're going to be Thursday night. And then Friday night, we have the a cappella show choir from Pella Community High School. And of course, they are a top-line show choir. They go to many competitions throughout the state and do extremely well year after year after year. And then Saturday night, we're excited to have a group called Brad and Kate. It's a duet. It's Brad and Kate Myers, and they are pretty much newlyweds. Brad is related to Damien and Lindsay at the high school. And so that's exciting for us, because then there's a community connection there, and they know Brad, and the kids in jazz band that play for Damien can come and hear Brad and Kate play. They do a really cool acoustic set. They do some worship music, because they lead worship at Orchard Hills Church in Cedar Falls as well. So that'll be exciting.
What are some of the fun things returning for the annual parade that maybe people who haven't seen it before will have a chance to see?
Actually, we don't have a lot of brand new stuff this year. One of the things we're excited about, though, is that PPI is celebrating their 40th anniversary as a company. And so they've agreed to take the big, giant yellow tulip float and basically tear it all down and rebuild it from the bottom up, because it is definitely getting some years on it and really needed some work. And so they are in the process of doing that. So we are really excited about the work they're doing on that float. And then we have all of our traditional ones back in, as well as some that are fairly new, like from the Historic Pella Trust, the Tuttle Cabin entry, and then, of course, The Domini and Maria are back in the parade as usual now. That was new just a couple years ago, so we really appreciate the fact that we can have them with us. And it's great that Tom and Wendy are willing to serve in that role. And so we're excited. We do have some new bands this year. We have Iowa Central Community College Drumline that's going to come, and they just contacted me recently about doing that. So we're excited about when we have new bands come in. Friday afternoon, we have all of our band slots full plus, so I had to create an additional place in the parade to squeeze one more band in because we had more bands than we typically have space for. So that's great. We're really excited about that.
Pella's annual Tulip Time begins 1 week from today. Once again, that was steering committee member Paul Jones. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.